Amen. Praise the Lord. I told you this morning, you know what? We're going to have the second half of the greatest lesson, probably the greatest lesson that was ever done by the greatest teacher that ever lived, And that teacher was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We're going to be over in John, the third chapter. This morning I read from the first verse all the way down to the fifth. I'm going to start with the fifth verse this evening. And I want you to just, if you care to read along with me, John 3, beginning with the fifth verse. And Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you that ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but has eternal life." Let us pray. Father, as we come again this evening, Lord, I want to come with praise in my heart for you this evening, Lord. I want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to stand behind this desk again, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would get all the clutter out of my mind, get all the clutter out of people's minds in here this evening. I pray, Father, tonight that the Spirit, that the Word would work and that it would reach the hearts the way that it should be reached. And we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. I told you this morning, you know what? There should be no doubt about what's in this scripture. But there is doubt in some people's minds. There should be no controversy. There should be no arguing about it. But unfortunately, there is arguing and doubt and all these things. Whenever we read scripture, it seems like man get in the way of it sometimes, and it is tore apart, and they get so far from what the truth is sometimes. But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something this evening. I believe with all my heart that these scriptures are true. They're just exactly what God means for us. And Jesus did not lie. He did not stutter. He cannot lie. And these scriptures mean what they say they do. I'll tell you something. I got a rock here that come out of a creek bed. This rock was submersed in water. Completely submersed in water. But if I broke this rock open, you would find out that on the inside of this rock is completely dry. It's dry now because it's been out of the water for a while. You know what? I want to tell you something right now. Isn't that the way that man is with Christianity? Christianity, you know what? That water could be all over that. But it did not get into where it needed to get to, into the heart of that rock. Brothers and sisters, Christianity has been around since for whenever Jesus Christ walked this earth, whenever he died. And it's all around people. But I want to tell you something this evening. It flows all around them. But unless it gets into the heart, it will never do any good. It cannot do any good. Pray, it will not do it. You know what? Man is definitely in need of the Holy Spirit living within them. That's what man is in desperate need of. Whenever Jesus said that you must be born again, folks, he means it is a desperate need for you and I to have the Spirit living within our hearts. Living without Christ actively working within man's heart. Man may look good on the outside, but you know what? But on the inside, you know what? There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there that could ever get him to where he needs to be. Amen? There's not. You know what? Jeremiah 17:9 says it best. The heart is deceitful above all things and just desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? There's only one that knows the heart this evening, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's God this evening. He knows the heart of everybody in here tonight. He knows where you're at. He knows that the Spirit is where it should be in your life. Praise God this evening. Now, I want to get back to the Gospel of John, the third chapter. Jesus says to Nicodemus in verse 5, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you have been born of the water," it says this, "and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." I want to tell you something about that scripture right there. There's been a lot of different interpretations of it. There's been a lot. And you know what? Whenever I was studying for this, there was 4 or 5 different interpretations of it. And you know what? That could mean so many different things. I'll give you what I believe here in a minute. But I want to tell you something right now. Whether we're referring to the water, whether we're referring to it as the natural birth of a human being, whether we're referring to it as baptism, whether we're referring to it as possibly the washing of the Word, you know what I'm telling you this evening? That's not the main point. It's the second point of that. That is where we need to concern ourselves with. And brothers and sisters, that main point is, you know what, when it says there, and of the Spirit, you cannot be born, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? You've got to be born of the Spirit of God. You know what? Being born once, Nicodemus, when you listen to me, Nicodemus was born a Jew. Listen to me, whenever Jesus is talking to him, he was born a Jew. The Jews thought they had privileges. And Jesus was telling him, just because you was naturally born a Jew does not mean that you are fit for the kingdom of God. Does not mean that. And that's one of the things, interpretations of it. Another one was baptism. And if it's telling you that you have, that baptism gets you saved, then anybody that's ever been baptized is going to be saved, right? The Bible does not teach that. I can go through and teach, but the best scripture that I can tell you about is found in Acts, the 8th chapter, the 9th through the 24th verse. And if you want to turn over there, you can. I'll turn over there and read it to you. But I think it's very important that we look at this. Acts 8, 9 through 24. Now there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is great power of God. And to him they regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now listen to this. Then Simon himself believed also when he was baptized. He continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. As for yet, he was fallen upon none of them, only them that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost, when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power on that whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, now get this, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right with God. If baptism saved everybody, Simon would have been right. Am I right? It did not. That, to me, unless there's other scriptures to prove it. I'm not saying baptism shouldn't be done. That's not what I'm saying. But brothers and sisters, I heard the preacher say it the other night, and I believe this. You could be baptized in every hole of water between here and California. And if you do not have Jesus, believe in Jesus Christ and do not have the Spirit come in your life, you will not be saved. You cannot be saved. I'll tell you what, you must be born of the Spirit. You must experience a spiritual cleansing and a recreation in your life. Amen? That is what has got to happen. Then in verse 6, listen to me. And what I believe, because this is just Dave all. I believe that it is talking about the natural birth when it's talking about being born to the water. That is me. That is me. And I would not argue with anybody who wanted to take it another direction. Because the next verse 6 goes on to explain it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. I'll tell you what. Listen to me. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. And you know what? Praise God this evening. You know what? No matter what we want to say, no matter what we want to do, listen to me. The flesh, whenever you are in the flesh, I'll tell you what, you are not of God. You're not of God. It's just plain and simple. I told you this morning, the Scripture doesn't back down from that. It doesn't do that. Flesh in the Gospel of John simply means to be human. That's what it means. Whenever man had fallen in the Garden of Eden, God would make provisions for the soul. You remember that? Whenever Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, God made provision for the soul one day, did he not? Through his Son, Jesus Christ. But he made no such provisions for the flesh, did he not? Oh no, no he did not. That's why these old bodies break down. That's why things happen. No matter how much we try to take care of them when we're younger. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. No matter what we do to take care of them, these bodies are still deteriorating every day. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Listen to me. We're going to return to the dust one of these days. If Jesus does not come back to get us, we are returning to the dust. Praise God. We will have a new spiritual body someday. We'll have that one day. I'm not denying that whatsoever. But these fleshly bodies right here are deteriorating. But praise God, let them deteriorate, because one of these days, this mortal shall put on immortality. Praise God. And we shall go, and we shall never face and suffer the things that we suffer down here right now. We know it. There's no hospitals over there. Praise God. There's not going to be no hospice care over there. There's not going to be no graveyards over there. Praise God, because when we get there, eternity awaits. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, an eternity in heaven where we will not break down ever again. Praise God. Listen, it says, marvel not. And it said, that was the Spirit, which is Spirit. Brothers and sisters, when an unbeliever is transformed into a child of God, it's the inner man, it's the heart and the soul that is transformed. This flesh isn't transformed. I told you that this morning. Listen to me. When I got saved, I was still Dave Long. When you got saved, you were still who you were as far as looks and stuff. You know what people say? You look better. You know why? Because whenever the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, you got a different attitude. You got a different approach. Now, praise God to see. That's why. I'm telling you this evening, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. Except ye be born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot do it. Praise God. Remember Jesus. You know, it is the inner man. It's the heart. Get it. Get this. There is no power that will make us spiritual, none whatsoever, and fit for the kingdom of God except the power of the new birth. Amen. That is it. No matter what else they want to tell you out here, no matter what they want to try to feed you, the only power that can make you a fit subject for the kingdom of God is the new birth that He has promised us. Praise God, accept the power. Jesus knew what he had just said, astonished Nicodemus. He knew it. That's why he said there, marvel not that I said unto you that ye must be born again. Remember, Jesus knew the heart. He knows your heart this evening. He knows what you think about this kind of preaching or any other kind of preaching that deals with you being saved and deals with you accepting the Spirit. He knows what's in your heart tonight. He knows it. Jesus knew. Remember, Jesus knew. Nicodemus was thinking and maybe telling this, that, you know, me, I must be born again. Nicodemus was high up in the Sanhedrin, high up in the Pharisees. I told you this morning. He's pretty good. He was pretty well up there. Folks, it's no different. It's no different today. It's no different. There are people who say they are good. There are people who will tell you that they have never done a thing wrong in their life. They'll tell you that. I've heard people say that. You know, they live a good life, never cheated anyone, worked hard for their families, help people out when they're in need. Folks, do not go to hell because they're bad. Amen. You understand that? Nor do they go to heaven because they are good. Amen. That's exactly right. Listen to me. People go to hell because they reject Jesus Christ. John 3:18 tells us that. It tells us over in 3:18, it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the reason people go to hell right there. And folks, I'll tell you something. The question is not, are you good or bad? But the question should be, are you born again? Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna stop asking people if they go to church. You know that? Whenever I go talking to them, I'm going to ask them, are you saved? There are people to go to church. I told you this morning, devil even goes to church. There are lots of people to go to church. I want to get to the heart of the matter. Are you saved? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? There's lots of people that believe in God. They have no problem with God. But brother, you bring Jesus into it and they're in a bad problem sometimes. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. No person has ever grown into salvation. Amen? You don't grow into salvation. That's not it. I want to tell you something else too, brother. So we don't gradually become Christians. I don't believe that whatsoever. You grow. When you become a Christian, you will grow. But I believe the moment that you believe in Jesus Christ, and I mean believe in the heart, the moment that you confess your sins and you believe in your heart, I believe instantaneously you become a Christian. The Holy Spirit comes into your life. And praise God, that's why it says, truly, truly, ye must be born again. You must be born again because when he came, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost came into this world full throttle on the day of Pentecost. Did it not? It came into this world full throttle. And I'm going to tell you something. It will go out when the church is going out in the rapture. The Holy Spirit will be taken out right then. And I'm going to tell you, just as we hear the sound, you know what? Whenever you see the wind out there, do you realize you're not seeing the wind? You know that? You're seeing the effects of the wind. The wind picks up the dirt. The wind picks up the trash. The wind picks up the leaves. You're seeing the effects of the wind. You do not see the wind. And I'll tell you something right now also, brother. You may hear it. You may hear the wind, but you don't see it. And I want to tell you something right now, brother. It works the same way in the lives of believers. You know that? Look, verse 9 tells us, it tells us right there in verse 8, that the wind bloweth where it listeneth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You don't know what the Spirit of God can move in this church here tonight. Amen. I have seen churches, and I've seen it in this church, where the Spirit of God may be moving over here. Somebody over here is testifying, they feel it. You know what? It may move over here to this side of the church, and somebody over here feels it, and they stand up and testify. You know, you may not see the Spirit moving, but you see the effects of it. Amen? You'll see the effects. That's why I tell you, I believe in my heart, if the Spirit of God lives within your heart, it's going to come out once in a while. You're going to see the evidence of it once in a while. You're going to hear the testimony of it once in a while. Just like the wind, you may not see, but you'll see the effects of it, praise God. Praise God. He come full throttle. I tell you what, I believe on the day of Pentecost, God give it to us unconditionally. The Holy Spirit, He said He was going away to send that comforter. And I'm telling you what, on that day they said they heard it coming. And it sounded like a mighty rushing wind. And landed upon them like the tongues of cloven fire. I'm going to tell you what, when the Holy Spirit came, it came grand. And brother, it is still here on this earth today. It is still dealing with men and women today. It is still blessing. It is still doing the work that the Holy Spirit does. Praise God. Amen. Nick, verse 9 shows us, you know what? The spiritual ignorance of all unbelievers. And Nicodemus is just their spokesman right here. Can I say that? Verse 9, and Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? How can it be? Listen to me. And Jesus goes on to tell him, and Jesus said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Do you know what the Greek translation of that thou art master? It means that he was the master. And do you know what that means? He was the ultimate, he was the number one ultimate teacher in Israel. He knew more than anybody else in the Pharisees and Sanhedrin. That's what the Greek translates out to be. This man was supposed to be the top dog of the top dog of the teachers of the teacher and of that time. He would have been so far above anybody else. And yet Jesus Christ put him right there. Jesus didn't love. And I do not think for a minute that Nicodemus had done any of this and did any of this to try to catch Jesus up. He was really trying to find out what was going on. Really trying to find out. You know what? Meaning Nicodemus is the most outstanding teacher in all of Israel. That's what he was talking about right there. Yet he didn't know the simple things pertaining to salvation. He didn't know it. He didn't know it. There are so many so-called teachers today who are the same way. Amen? There are. Who are blinded. They are the blind leading the blind. Dedicated to a doctrine, to a denomination. They're dedicated to those things. Denying the blood-bought salvation of Jesus Christ. They're denying it. Denying the work of the Spirit. There are many that have master's degree in theology, but are unable to lead others to the new birth. You know why? Because they've never been born again themselves. I speak of the things that I know. Me. I told you that this morning. I know that Jesus Christ came into this old boy's heart and how he did it. I can preach to you that. I'll preach that to you the day you get me out of here, the day I die. I know what he done for me. I know what he does for others and what he can do for you. And you know what? There are people out there today that cannot preach that because they do not know what they do not know what being born again means. They may read those scriptures. They may even preach on them scriptures. But they do not truly know what being born again means. And you know what? Nicodemus had read all the scriptures from Ezekiel on back. I told you this morning how that in Ezekiel, I think it's the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, it tells us how that he will take out that stony heart and put a new heart in there. I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, Nicodemus should have known that. He was a teacher. He was the one that should have known it. To those who are willing, tell you what, we will never, ever understand truly probably the whole Bible as long as we live on this earth. I don't care how many years you've been a Christian. I tell you, as much as I try to study, and as much as I try to, sometimes there are things that I just can't grasp sometimes. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you this. To those who are willing to search, to those who are willing to study and trust in faith believing, I'm telling you, God will reveal things to you. He will reveal things to you. You know, that's the Holy Ghost, the deep things of the Holy Spirit. He can reveal those things to you if we're willing to really search for them. And I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, I'm going to finish up with the last few verses of what I read there. I have told you earthly things. Ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? You know, you can compare all you want to things down here on this earth. And we could try to explain it in terms that are simple like this rock right here. I could try to explain it like that. And brothers and sisters, I hope the message gets across. But I'll tell you what, there are some people that will never, ever comprehend. Because why? Because for one thing, they don't want to comprehend. They don't want to grasp it. They don't want to understand what heavenly things are about. And no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Those are words right there that could be preached and preached upon and preached upon. There was a gentleman that preached in New York City a few years ago, and every almost 300 and some times he preached on you must be born again. Somebody asked him, why do you preach that? And he answered, because you must be born again. Simple. Very simple. God has wrote it out here. Jesus taught it. The Word teaches it. The greatest teacher, our Lord and Savior, that ever walked on, the one who was the Word. If he tells you, this is red letters, and he tells you, ye must be born again, you must be born again. You must be. There's no if, there's not maybe. It says ye must be born again. Praise God this evening. I hope and pray that you got something out of this morning and tonight. I hope that you did. As they come and get a song.